Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
In one of the many promotional interviews for Ruhi, director Hardik Mehta said that his leading man Rajkumar Rao introduced him to his leading lady Janhvi Kapoor as the guy who knows all about world cinema but has the heart of Govinda. That seems about right. Hardik was a script supervisor on Vikramaditya Motwani's Lutera and Trapped. He's made the terrific national award-winning documentary Ahmedabad Ma Famous. His first feature, Kamyab, was such a winning ode to the Hindi film Sidekick that Shah Rukh Khan came on board as a co-producer. Ruhi seemed like a solid next step. A bigger budget, A-list stars, and a world that had already been successfully set up by director Amar Kaushik and writers Raj Nidimoru and Krishna DK in Stree. This had the potential to be all sorts of sparkling. Instead, Hardik's distinct sensibility has been flattened out by a film that wants to juggle many balls. Horror, comedy, feminist messaging, a love triangle, a bromance, but ends up dropping almost all of them. Like Raj and DK, Ruhi writers Mrigdeep Singh Lamba and Gautam Mehra also go back to folklore. Once again, we're in small town India. Once again, there's a chudail. She's a mudiya pairi, which means her feet are backward. Rajkumar and Varun Sharma play Bhaura and Katanni, childhood friends who occasionally dabble in pakdai shadi. They kidnap women and force them into marriage. One day, they pick up the wrong girl. Oh, girls! Ruhi also contains within her Avsa, who is described as Lady Hulk and Godzilla. At one point, Bhaura says about her, "Wo ladki hai, koi dual sim ka mobile thode na." Truthfully, I didn't understand why Ruhi has come to be like this. Incidentally, the small town is fictional and the dialects we hear are a liberal mashup of many states, but that is the least of this film's problems. The film tries to continue in the tradition of feminist horror forged by films like Bulbul, Pari and Stree. Mrigdeep and Gautam use Ruhi's story to deliver a message of self-acceptance and finding your inner strength. The ending is terrific. I suspect it's the reason why the film was made. But to get there, we must endure a screenplay that borders on incoherent. There are tantric babas, exorcism, passages of love and longing, a smiling foreigner shooting a documentary, and a villainous boss played by Manav Vij who seems as dazed by the plot as we are. Snatches of Hindi film songs are used to create comedy. At one point, Sagar Jaisi Aankhon Wali plays. And of course, there's the DDLJ Palat scene. Implanting a visual from The Exorcist on one of Hindi cinema's most iconic romantic moments is perhaps the most innovative joke in this film. Rajkumar and Janhvi go at their paths with gusto. Rajkumar tries to make Bhaura different from Vicky in Stree, but the Chanderi ka Manish Malhotra casts a long shadow. And Bhaura has so little to work with. His get-up, the highlighted hair, heart pendant which matches his red shoes, and his denim jacket which has Zalzala emblazoned behind, seems more thought through than his character. The writing also trips up Janhvi, who's convincing in both avatars but trapped in scenes that lead nowhere. And I think Varun's unique brand of comedy is starting to feel tired. The actor really needs to stretch beyond the expressions which have made him famous. There are flashes when you see the film that Ruhi might have been. So early on in the film, Ruhi is demolishing these platefuls of food, a little detail that just gets lost in the cacophony. The idea that Katanni falls in love with the chudail also had delicious possibilities. I wanted to know what enables him to see beyond her bloodthirsty exterior. But none of this emerges. What you get is three characters circling each other in a forest, and that gets dull pretty quickly. Ruhi is playing at a theater near you, don't forget to wear a mask.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.